Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into this week's edition of Bullring Breakdown. I do apologize. I missed a week. Another tragedy struck for the Woodhull family. I'm sure pretty much all of you guys know by now. Unfortunately, we lost Kenny Peeples Sr. Kind of a string of tragedies there for the little Woodhull Raceway family with Jordan Bacon and Carl Guild, now Kenny Peeples Sr. We just want to wish our give our best to Kenny and his family, and he's been there for over a century at Woodhull, so it's going to be very, very different seeing the Woodhull Raceway open up in 2026 and not have Kenny Peeples Senior there. So just once again, we do want to give our thoughts and prayers to the family. Going to be a big adjustment for them. He was always around for anybody that needed it, and just sucks, really. So Kenny was supposed to be my guest last week, and obviously I just kind of scratched the episode because you got bigger things to deal with than a silly podcast. So hopefully we can give the family a little bit time to grieve, and then maybe on later on in the season, maybe we can have him or later on in the off season, I should say, maybe we could have him back on. So I'm just going to move forward. For the interviews, DNL Disposal, they are the sponsor for the interviews. They should be first call for your waste management needs. They offer regular residential garbage route in Jasper, Trusburg, Woodhull, Addison, and the surrounding areas. Aside from that, they also offer dump trailer service rentals for your bigger needs. They will drop it off at your location. All you have to do is load it up, and they will come and take it away. Give them a call today at 607-382-7609 to get started with DNL Disposal, the premier residential waste management service in the Woodhull area. And so I guess we can get this thing moving here. My guest this week, jack of all trades, Joshua Stone. Josh Stone drove a hobby stock for all of last year. Car owner for a front wheel drive under the controls of Jesse Smith, and sponsor. I believe he sponsored a night as a premier sponsor for the evening, and I know he sponsored the hobby stocks with Glad Road Auto, and I believe Ken's Auto, but I think Glad Road Auto is no more, and now it's just Ken's Auto. But we'll get the scoop on there. Can't wait to get him in here. Let's get this thing underway. So, Josh, how are we doing tonight?
Doing good.
Doing good. Good. I'm glad. When I introduced you a little earlier, I said that you were kind of a jack of all trades because I think you got your hand in everything. I know you're a driver, a car owner, and a sponsor. So how do you kind of keep all them separate?
It gets hectic. I mean, if it wasn't for the help that I have, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Right. You drove last year, I believe you drove a four cylinder, right? All year. What kind of facilitated the move up to the hobby stock? Just wanted something different, or
Yeah, I just wanted to give something else a shot, so I bought the hobby stock, and for my first year in the hobby stock class, I didn't do bad at all, I didn't think.
no.
Top 10 in points, so.
Right. Did you enjoy it better with the bigger motor behind you? Or I guess in front of you, but
It got, the setup stuff's a lot different, and but it went pretty good. I got used to it eventually. It just took me a little bit. Got some help from Reese Hackett and them. They helped me out quite a bit.
Yeah, they're good guys to work with. Some of them, I don't know how Joe Birdsall in particular, I don't know how he keeps everything going.
Know.
And then I kind of want to jump over to the car owner side. Jesse Smith, he drove for you. Is that the same car that you had last year that you ran?
No, that is
No.
a different car. Yep.
Okay, so you picked that up. How'd that kind of come about with him driving for you?
So when I bought that car over the winter last year, I was going to drive that car. And then I decided, found that hobby stock for sale. So I bought the hobby stock, and he's my brother, and he's like, "I'd like to race." And I'm like, "Well, you can run this car." So That's how I got involved in that.
And now he's hooked, right?
I guess, matter of fact, his car is all tore apart in the shop right now. We're getting ready to finish putting that all back together. He's going to run the same car next year. I actually sold my hobby stock. I traded it for a Crate Sportsman.
Really?
Yeah, but other things came up. I want to be able to actually race for the whole year. I don't want to start out in a Crate Sportsman, then can't afford it. So I'm actually got rid of the Crate Sportsman, and I'm gonna step back down to the Quad C class.
Okay, so you're gonna do have two cars in the four cylinders then.
Well, no, not
No.
really. So you're gonna have me. I got a Mustang. I'm gonna run, and then you got my brother. He's gonna run the Cavalier again. My boys, I got a Cobalt for them. They're gonna race off and on throughout the year. But my wife's actually gonna get in one.
Really?
Yes. So.
Are you a little nervous for that or?
No, I was actually gonna hang it up this year. This was gonna be my last year, but then I want to race 1 year in the class with her, and I'm thinking next year will be my last year racing.
What are you guys thinking? You're gonna bring four or five cars on a week? Is that
We're hoping to at least have three cars every. We're guaranteed to have three cars every week. The boys, they go to their real moms, every other weekend, and so that's gonna be kind of hard to have 4 to 5 cars there. But
right. Are you a little worried about help, or do you think you got all that covered in the pit area? That's a lot of that's a lot of parts and pieces moving around in one evening.
oh yeah, definitely is. No, we got a pretty good crew with us. I mean, we got Johnny Clark. He's been with me ever since I got into it after my uncle passed away there, which he helped Uncle Art in the pitch, So.
I was gonna ask you, how'd you get your start? Is it kind of through art? Is that where you're?
So my boy, we raced go-karts for a couple years. And then my boy wanted to try a regular car. I think that was like the year before Art died or 2 years before Art died. We bought him a front wheel drive and he raced Warrior class 2 nights. And then he was used to a rear wheel drive, something rear wheel drive, and he got in that front wheel drive and it just wasn't his cup of tea. He's like, no. So, but then after Art passed is when I really got into it. I mean, I was there every week with Art, tried to be anyways. He was a lot of help. I mean, Art knew his stuff, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
I kind of wish he was still around, it's.
Well, I don't think you're alone there. Unfortunately for me, I started the week after Art passed, so I never actually even met him. I was just a fan in the stands at the point where he passed away, and so I never even got to meet the guy. But all I know is just what people said. So I
Oh
don't
yeah,
think you're alone in missing him.
he was definitely a good guy, he would help anybody out.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. I thought the throttle stuck sitting there. That's what it looked like to me, and it. Just a terrible situation there.
Thank God, but I mean, I wasn't there that night. Thank God, me and the family we went camping for the 4th for the weekend there, and.
Right. If I remember correctly, you might be the only person that wasn't there because I think the place was packed. I know it was fireworks night, and I seem to remember it being absolutely packed. And just really unfortunate. I know that stuff happens here and there, and it probably happens more than anybody wishes it would, but
And if you actually look back at all the cars that I've owned, except for the boy's car there when he first started and the Warrior class was orange, all my other cars, the schemes I go with what Art's had for a scheme. Kind of trying to keep his memory going,
right.
That's just like every year. We have Terry Pierce from Southern Tier Customs. He makes for the Race of Remembrance races that night. He makes the plaques for me, and I give him each the feature winners plaque of art for Race of Remembrance. So
Right. Yeah, you guys have actually done a lot of cool things for with art. I know, I think you guys gave away a door panel at one point, if I remember correctly.
yes.
Just some neat things that are kind of outside of the box, so.
Yeah.
What do you remember what that was exactly? I know it was the panel off of Art's car, but do you remember, was it just the feature winner or?
Yeah, that went to the feature winner that night. While that was his first year, he died. The first year after he died, I had a door panel that I had hanging in my shop. It was off his one of his crate cars. And I wanted to give that away to one of the Crate Sportsman feature winners, which Kenny Peoples Jr. won that night.
Shocker.
Yeah, that's sad thing too there, you know, the other n here last week, you know,
It
that
is.
was a guy, he was known well in the community too, you know. It's
Absolutely. I will say, I don't know if you had time to stop over at to the funeral home or not, but I did, and I will say that Kenny Peoples Senior did get a racer send off.
Oh, that's good. No, I didn't get a chance to make it. My wife, she ended up having some medical issues, so
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But they had Kenny's the car that was the throwback to the truck. They had that parked out front of the funeral home, and he was in there, and some trophies were in there, and it was really nice, you know.
well, that's good.
You know, if you he was a racer through and through, so I think he got the racer send off. So,
Oh,
I guess that's probably how I'd want it to be too. So,
oh, for sure.
so you said Jesse Smith, you said he's driving for you next year. Did you guys kind of come into the season with a plan as to what you two wanted to do? Was you kind of shooting for top tens and points, or let's just go have some fun and see what happens?
Believe it or not, actually, in the hobby stock, I looked at everybody that, you know, and I'm like, there's no way I'm getting top 10. This is my first year in this, and it's not like it's a little motor, you know, and there's a lot of competition in that class. And that's one thing I do like is the competition, you know. There's quite a bit of competition throughout all the classes now. I mean, when Class C first started up, competition kind of, you know, was kind of spooky, but I swore I wasn't going to get a top 10 finish. But I actually was glad, you know. I mean, every year I've raced so far, I've always been in the top 10, so that's a plus for me.
How long have you been racing? Just for a few years then?
So I started full-time racing the year after Art passed away.
So what would that be, 23? Is that did he pass in 22 or 23?
I'm not exactly. I think that was 22 he passed, so 23 I started. Because this is my third year. Yeah, this is my third year full time.
Okay, and you're already ready to give it up, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I'll own the cars. I'll work on the
Sure.
cars. I love racing. I love getting in the car. But I here back in 2020, I fell off a roof. Busted my knee all to heck, and kind of get sucky, you know, getting in and out of cars like all the time. So,
Oh yeah, I don't know how you guys do it.
well, that the hobby stock when I first bought that, it was like, ugh. And then I traded it for that Crate Sportsman, and it's like, yeah, there's no way I'm really getting into this every week.
Yeah, the late models are the ones that I look at, and I'm like, and Austin Allen's a good friend of mine, but I look at him and I look at that window and I go, how in the heck do you get it? But he does. He makes it
Right.
work, you
Yep.
know. But I don't know. I feel like it's got to be uncomfortable, but
Right. Yeah.
I guess at least in those cars, they're sitting to the left. It's not the center steer that you got in the Sportsman, but
Right. Yep.
Kyle Leach had to show me how to get in one of them. I wish we should have put a video up of me getting in it the first time. That would have been the video to put up.
Right.
Everybody could have got a laugh out of that at my expense, but
Oh, yeah.
So is your wife going to run a full season? Is that what you said? If she's in it
Yeah.
for the long haul?
Yeah, she's gonna run a full season. And I'm more than willing to stay behind her if she wants to race after this coming up season, you know. It's
Right. Now, did you ever put into consideration how much time during the week you're going to need to have three cars ready to go?
well, actually, I did it last year. Every week I had three cars over there.
You did.
I had when I raced the quad for the Quad C class there. I had my Mustang, and then Jesse was running for me at part time, and my backup Mustang, and then I had my nephew Jacob running for me for a little bit.
Okay, I get. Okay, so Jacob's your nephew.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that. So who's your son? I
Jaden.
what who?
Jaden Stone. He raced Warriors.
Jaden. Okay,
Yep.
yep. Okay, yep. I knew that Jacob wasn't your son, but I was trying to figure out the family dynamic there. So what do you know what Jacob's plan is? Does he have any plans? I know he had a whole bunch of cars at one point or different.
I don't know what his plan is.
Interesting.
I mean, I really don't know. I know, with it being my last year actually being a race car driver, I actually bought one of the very last cars Art built. And
Really?
that's what I'm going to be running is the last Mustang that he built. So,
I didn't even know that Art built Mustangs.
yeah, back when he used to race the mini stock class, he built all of his own car. Well, until he got into Crate Sportsman, he's always built his cars.
So, what's the year that car was built? Do you know off the top of your head or
97, I think.
97? Wow, so that's got some history to it, that car.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Did what about that num what about that other car though? Did Art have anything to do with the number one that Jesse drove or?
No, the Cavalier, that was I bought that already built. And the number one, the reason why Jesse ended up with the number one is because when I got it lettered, I was still going to be racing it. Number one's my number. I took Art's number one. I didn't take the G, of course, but I took the one. So it'll be nice to have the number one back on the Mustang that he used to be in, you know. So
Right. Is that why you like the number one? Is just for art?
yes.
Yeah. So how'd the four ever come about?
Well, when Art very first started racing, his number was 4X.
Really?
Yes, back when he raced amateur class. And that's, well, Quad C can't do the 4X because Nick Brown does it. Which Nick Brown, you know, back when Nick started racing, he asked Art if he could take over the 4X, and Art told him he would appreciate it. That's why my one Cobalt I had. Last year I ra well this year I raced it here a couple times. I raced in two classes a couple different times this year. Raced in the Quad C with the Cobalt and the Hobby Stock, but the Cobalt had 4XX because I
Right.
didn't want to change it too much.
I was gonna say, I think 4X might be a very popular number for the front wheel drives. I think at one point we had you with a 4XX, Nick Brown was the 4X, and I think Andy Thomas has a 4X of some sort.
Yeah, actually, the 4X that Andrew Thomas had was my backup car.
Oh,
He bought
really?
my yeah, he bought the backup car. And then he ended up, well, he didn't race at all this year. It was
No, I
just
don't.
last year.
Yeah. Well, are you sure he didn't show up once or twice?
He might have. Not that I recall, though.
Well, you know, I could be wrong. I've been wrong a whole bunch of times, so.
I tell you what, it was one heck of a year, though. It's kind of hard to remember back, in the beginning.
Yeah, I hear you.
Especially
I
with
hear you.
everything I have going on, between running the business and doing the cars and.
So what I have here is Andy Thomas ran one time July 19th and didn't start the feature.
Oh, okay.
So I guess that I'll forgive you on not remembering that one. That would be a tough one to remember.
Right?
So I do want to touch on that a little bit. So last season, You were the sponsor for the hobby stocks. You were Lad Rod Auto and Ken's Auto, but I believe there's some difference between the businesses this year, right?
So my main mechanic that I had working for me, he was in a real bad wreck. And ended up he's doing better now, but he still can't work or nothing, so it's kind of hard for me to be in two places at once.
Absolutely.
So financially, me and the wife talked and we decided to close the Lad Road down and keep my grandfather's business going, Ken's Auto. So
Right. And where is that located?
Osceola, Pennsylvania.
Okay, so that's the one in Osceola
Yep.
then. I wasn't sure. I always tend to get them mixed up.
Yeah.
But I always figured if if I told you were wrong and you went to what was the other one in Elkland, right?
No, Westfield.
Westfield, yep. So if you went to Westfield, you couldn't be too mad because it might be, have a different name, but at least it's the same guy and they do the same stuff. So,
The only
but.
thing, different in the two shops is the Westfield location at Ladd Road. I still do Intoxilock ignition interlocks for DUIs.
Okay.
I still do that at the Westfield location, but in my Osceola shop, I do Smart Start, which is another ignition interlock. But in the state of Pennsylvania, you can't have more than one interlock in one shop. So I'm like, well, I own two shops, so I'm going to open one in each.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. So what I guess what goes into that? Are they a fun deal to do or are they kind of a pain to put in?
Well, I mean, they depends. I mean, if it's a regular car, it's easy. You get into the hybrids or the push buttons, they can get a little more difficult. So
Yeah, that's something I've never wanted.
I hook them up, but I tell the customer, when they come to pick up their car, it's like, here, I'm gonna tell you how to do it because I can't blow that much to do it. Because
Right.
I've tried, I can't, I don't have enough, lung capacity to do it, to be honest.
Well, so you gotta blow into them things pretty hard then, huh?
Oh
Yeah. I've only blown into a breathalyzer one time in my life, so
yeah.
but and that was when I was trying to get they were trying to get me for a DUI, I'm assuming. But
Right.
I was coming home from a concert and the cop pulled me over, and I think he thought I was drinking, and I didn't. But just one of those where you're driving all your drunk friends home, so you're going a little faster than you should, and
Yeah. You don't
then
want
they,
any of them to puke in your car,
well, yeah, I wasn't really worried about that. But I don't know if you've been to a concert at Darien Lake, but you get out of that place about 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes, and.
Yeah, I haven't been to a concert there, but I know how it is going to concerts,
Yeah, right. Well, I'm guessing they're the same everywhere. I've only really ever been to there. I'm not really too big of a, that's not really the biggest thing I got, but so
Right.
what else do you do for your business? Just pretty much any mechanic work or
Yeah, mechanic work, inspections, Pennsylvania State inspections, the Intoxilock, and also a PennDOT notary. So yeah, we're getting ready to actually send Jesse. Jesse's going right now for his CDL, and then we're gonna send Jesse to get his inspection license, and then we can inspect big rigs even. So
well, good deal. So you're growing then.
yep, we're definitely growing, that's for sure.
That's good. So how do you make all this work then?
A lot of people behind me. I mean, I got, there's me, my wife, she's, if it wasn't for her, I don't know what I'd do, to be honest. And then my ma, she's in the office. She works in the office up there with me. And then Uncle Bobby, he's still around. He helps out in the garage and works, does inspections and stuff. So, and then Jesse, he works for me too. So,
So what's your day look like in the summer? Are you working all day in the garage and then go to your garage and work on race cars or?
yeah, that's how it normally goes. We literally, well, this past summer, well, When I had the shop open full time up here in Westfield, I literally, if I didn't have anything in the shop, it was the race car in the shop and I was working on that. So during the day even, so.
Is does now does Jesse work on his own stuff? We can throw him under the bus here, so
He helps out. I'll let him in on that. He does help out. The only thing is, he's a single father, so
well, you know
it's
what?
kind of hard, to get the kids around every night to come up and help and stuff, so.
Well, that's what I think that's the one thing that anybody that has kids can understand. And probably if you don't even have kids, you probably understand. So,
Right.
yeah, you can't fault them too much. And I'm kind of the same way too. If you ask my dad, he might give you the same answer. Minus the single dad part, just the trying to figure out time to learn.
Right.
So, I imagine it's pretty. I imagine do you tend to like the four cylinders a little bit more? I'd imagine you got a lot of experience working on them, on being a mechanic.
Oh yeah, actually, I like the hobby stock class, but I kind of have more fun in the quad C class. But I mean, it's not really that I have more experience working on them. It's I got more experience setting a quad C car up than what I had, setting a hobby stock up, there for a while in the beginning of the year when I first had the hobby stock. I didn't know a dang thing about it. So it's like, what do I do here? What do I do there? I was asking like Jared Dennis and stuff, and he gave me some, tips on what to try and stuff. But Quad C, it's just easier. For me, it's easier to set up, to be honest.
Right. Is there a lot of different things you can do to them?
Oh, Quad C, I mean, depends. I mean, front wheel drive, they're even easier to set up than the rear wheel drives, just scaling your car every week, I don't know. I know there's a couple people that I know that used to race in the mini stock or quad C class. They don't scale their car every week. I still scale it every week. I mean, Art's always scaled his cars every week, so I kind of took over, everything that he used to do. I kind of keep doing it, so.
Right. Do you go to Woodhull ever since you were little?
Oh yeah, I've been Woodhull since I was in diapers. So,
Right. Yeah, following Art around.
yep.
I think I'm pretty much clear here. You got anybody that you wanna, just give a shout out to, a thank you, maybe a business or two to help you out or.
First, I'd like to thank Ken's Auto, of course. My own business. If it wasn't for my business, I probably wouldn't be running. Got to thank, the Silver Fox Tattoo Studio. They've been with me, up in Watkins Glen. They've been with me every year since I've started racing. Amanda Rupachuk, Canary Real Estate. I actually, she's a cousin of my wife's, and she's a big help too. Got to thank my wife. If it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't be racing. Jesse, Johnny Clark for helping. Chris Bailey, he helped me a lot this year too before his accident. Let's see. There's yep, Liberty Seamless Machinery. They build your machines to build your seamless gutters out of Knoxville. Then there's Elkland Carquest. She Misty. She's been right there anytime I needed her for any oil or anything. Really appreciate all the help there and stuff. So,
What was the name of that tattoo place you said?
the Silver Fox Tattoo Studio. They're out of Watkins Glen.
Okay. Do they do all your tattoos, I take it?
No, actually, he hasn't done one of my tattoos, to be honest.
That's unbelievable. I've been tossing around the idea of getting a tattoo, another tattoo, and I don't know. Whether it's the money or just not pulling the trigger, I don't know, but you
I
know.
can tell you with me, it was money. But then eventually, when I did get a tattoo, I'm not one for needles either. But you don't see that needle going that fast into your arm or your body, anyways,
Right.
So.
Yeah, the needle never bothered me. I just always said I wanted a tattoo of something that meant something. So the first tattoo I ever got was my daughter's name, and now I'm kind of tossing around the idea of doing something different and I don't know, you know. But they got my girlfriend hooked though. She's all about them. She wants one every month.
Oh boy.
Yeah, she'll be covered all the way head to toe here soon. But you know. Well, Josh, I appreciate you. I can't wait to see you again this year.
Yeah, and
You know.
we'll be definitely at the mall show, so.
Oh, really? Oh, you know what? That's a question I forgot. So you're definitely going to make it to the mall show.
Yeah, we're gonna at least have two cars there, so.
Okay. All right. Are they kind of going to look the same?
No.
No, not at all. Actually, before you go, I forgot about last year at the car show. You actually had kids sign your car.
Oh, yes.
Can you
So,
talk to me about how you kind of came up with that idea?
well, for the hobby stock, I didn't have very many sponsors on my car. And it pretty much all the hobby stock, the money, it came out of mine and my wife's pocket. No sponsors went into tires or nothing like that. So what we did is we decided to do a donate. They could donate money to the car, and any of the kids could either put their handprint or they could even sign the car. And it wasn't my first year doing it. My first year taking the car to the mall show in 2 years ago, I did it to the race car down there too. And the kids, all they have a ball with it. So what I normally do this year, I couldn't do it, but the year before that, I take the body panel that has the most signatures on it and hang it up on my wall in the shop. So
Hey,
kids
that's a
all
cool
stay on
idea.
it. So.
And I always said too, the kids love that stuff. It's so simple and it's so it's so simple, but kids love it, you know. It's
Yeah, just let them take a permanent marker, sign your name, you know. That was last year. It turned out a lot better than my first year doing it. Last year I had quite a bit of signatures put on my car. So,
Oh, do you just mean the amount? Is that what you're? Okay. I didn't know if maybe you meant, I don't know, maybe somebody wrote something they shouldn't have.
No. We definitely had a bigger turnout this past year at the mall show than we did the year before.
Yeah.
With all the signatures. And of course, next year at the mall show, it's going to be the same way. You know, I'm going to have permanent markers there for the kids to sign.
Well,
So.
I'll bring my daughter when she's there and she'll come and sign it for you.
All right, sounds good.
And I'll say if anybody's got kids, send them over and have them sign it, because they do they do enjoy that stuff a lot.
Yeah, and we do Facebook Live when we're, and we take pictures of the kids signing. As long as the parents give us permission, we take pictures of them signing them. It gets put on our Facebook page. And we also go live and while the kids are even doing it, so.
Right. I'll tell you what though, that is something that I've learned to be very particular about.
Yeah.
If I sometimes I'll forget to ask the usually I can get the junior fan picture and I'll ask that the parents, but a lot of times I forget the flagger and I'm always nervous. You know, I don't really want to put somebody else's kid on Facebook if they don't want them on Facebook, and
Right,
you know,
yep.
it's just one of those things that it's tough nowadays.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We got too many crazies out there in the world that kind of ruin it for everybody.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep.
Well, Josh, I think I'll let you go then. Hey, I appreciate you making time for me. I guess have a good rest of your off season. We'll see you at the mall show.
Sounds good.
All righty, bye.
Yep, bye.
So once again, I do want to remind everybody that interviews are brought to you by D&L Disposal. They should be your first call for your waste management needs. They offer a regular residential garbage route in Jasper, Trutzburg, Woodhall, Addison, and the surrounding areas. Aside from that, they also offer dump trailer service rentals for your bigger needs. They'll drop it off at your location. All you have to do is load it up and they'll come and take it away. Give them a call at 607-382-7609 to get started with D&L Disposal, the premier residential waste management service in the Woodhall area. So I want to thank everybody for listening. I think I forgot to mention it off the top of the show, but please like and subscribe and rate 5 stars. Download us if you listen to the audio version, all that stuff. Follow us on Woodhall Raceway on Facebook, Woodhall Raceway on YouTube. Woodhull Raceway 64 on TikTok. Like I said a couple weeks ago, not too much going on with the TikTok things, but we're just kind of working through the off season here, schedule coming together, and we're going to see if we can make 2026 even better than 2025 was. So I thank you all for listening to me or listening this week. I want to thank Josh Stone for joining me one more time. And just one last aside here is just to just keep thinking of Kenny Peoples' family, and Carl Gill's family. So, and Jordan Bacon's as well. So just a few tragedies there that kind of struck since race season. Just keep them in your families. Holidays are coming up, a little bit tougher time when we lose some loved ones. So, just keep praying for them guys. And, until next week, everybody have a good